So I have to say, sometimes I question the motivation of some actors and ask, why are you going into acting? Because, you know, really, being an actor doesn't mean it's a playground for working out issues you might have.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast, insights for actors on acting in the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach takes you behind the scenes and reveals secrets to a successful acting career. You can find out more on the web at castingactorscast.com. Please enjoy, like, and share Casting Actors Cast. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, casting director with McCorkle Casting. How are you today? I hope we're going to have a good time as we talk over the next 20 minutes about all things acting, whether it's the business of show, or whether it's your acting technique, or whether it's your questions about how to do better in the business. I'm here to be some kind of a help for you. And for those of you who are tuning in on a regular basis, I can't thank you enough. And for those of you just tuning in, maybe you're just finding out about this, really cool to have you on board. I'm going to suggest that you go to the website, castingactorscast.com, and you can check out previous episodes. You're free to look on any podcast provider for Casting Actors Cast. And if you do go to the website, you're going to find a couple of extra goodies for you. One is that there are some downloadable PDFs of some of the episodes that we're talking about. For example, we have a podcast about wardrobe and the actor's wardrobe, and then I have a handout that kind of goes along with it. So it really would be fun for you. This is absolutely free of charge, by the way. This is just me having a good time sharing my information and background. I made a living as an actor for over 20 years, and now I've been casting with McCorkle Casting in New York for the past 8 years, and this is that moment in the podcast where I want to thank you so very, very much for listening. It's a great pleasure to be able to present these podcasts to you. I'm having a good time, and if you're having a good time too, if you've gotten something out of this, and I hope you have, please let me know by going to the website Casting Actors Cast. There's a form that you can fill out and give me some feedback. So I struggled a bit with the best title for this particular podcast. I kind of have a lot of fun putting together interesting or provocative titles for podcasts. And I think I'm going to call this one Creative Psychology. And let's explain exactly what that is in the first place. I've spent some previous podcast episodes talking about taking care of yourself physically. A lot of the things in the business that I talk about are in reference to your mental health, your mental goodwill as an actor. Sometimes there's a mental cost factor in the work that you do as an actor. But today we're calling creative psychology because I want to address the emotional side of being an actor. That is the internal voice that we have inside of our heads that drive a lot of the choices and decisions that we make. And what prompted the idea for this particular podcast was I was at a casting director seminar for University of Mississippi, Ole Miss, and they had their BFA students come to New York, and they rented out a rehearsal studio, and they invited a handful of casting directors to sit sort of at a table and watch the presentation, and it was songs, and it was scenes, and it was quite nice. I thought they did a very, very good job. Then it came time for each of us in casting to make a response and on feedback that we were giving the students. And one of the casting directors, and I thought this was so interesting, one of the casting directors said, I think the biggest hoax that we've been told as kids is you can be anything you want if you put your mind to it. And I really was fascinated by that. My first reaction was, no, that's not a hoax. That's the true thing, and that's the real deal. And, you know, then I gave it a little bit of thought. And I thought, boy, you know what, really? This is really, really insightful. And it's really important for actors to stay grounded in the understanding of what the reality is to being an actor. And I'm not talking about staying in a place that gives you the cold, hard truths about how hard it is to be an actor or why did you become an actor, questions, things like that. I'm really just talking about your emotional health, your emotional well-being. I appreciate putting your mind to something to achieve a positive result, but I also think that there is something to be said about the fallacy of saying you can be anything you want to be, because frankly, that's just not true. You can't be anything that you want to be. I think the casting director that made that statement was really making a reference to keeping us grounded in reality rather than dreaming and speculating and having a fantasy life that's full and rich and then constantly being disappointed. So I want to address what it is to have a sense of confidence, and your emotional well-being is very, very vital and very, very important to seeking wellness. Now, before I go any further, I think it's really valuable for you to understand that I am not a psychologist. I'm not a therapist. I took some psychology classes in college, but that by no means makes me a master of psychology. But I do have a long and varied history with all things psychology. From taking college classes to my own personal experience and struggles as an actor and as a human being. And I'd like to share some of these thoughts with you in the hope, with the intention that you might not identify with any of these, but there may be some identification with some of these things. And in that way, hopefully you can feel as if A, you're not alone. And B, there are solutions to some of these issues that you may be having. First and foremost is finding out about who you are as a person. And that means that many actors don't really come into their own in terms of a career, but also in terms of their emotional development and emotional well-being. Everyone has sort of a different timeline for those kinds of experiences. On one hand, you can't really rush finding out who you are, not only as an actor, but as a person. It evolves over time based on so many factors, one of them being how you were raised, your family, your background, your experience. What made you want to become an actor in the first place is a question that I think always should be asked and answered. But the broader question is really about finding out who you are. And I have some suggestions about that. The first thing I would suggest, and this is based on my own personal experiences, is to take a personal inventory. And what does that mean? Taking a personal inventory is literally writing down your history. And I'm not talking about a memoir. I'm talking about those significant experiences in your life, as far back as you can remember, all the way up until yesterday. I know it sounds like an overwhelming project, but it doesn't have to be 150 pages. It literally can be 4 or 5 pages of decision making that happened to you as you were growing up. Choices that you made. What kinds of choices were to your benefit? What kinds of choices were detrimental to who you are? Taking a personal inventory is a really great way to identify for yourself those areas that you can improve on. And that really is a great step to finding out who you are, taking a personal inventory. The other way that you can find out more about who you are is pay attention to that inner voice. Now, we all have it. We all have this inner voice that's constantly talking to us all the time. It's telling us good things. It's telling us bad things. It's telling us funny things. And you know what that inner voice is. It's not the subconscious, which is something you have no control over. You don't have control over your inner voice, but it really is much more of a present running dialogue, running through your head 24/7, but more prevalent when you are awake. Here's a quick example. If you've come out of an audition and you go to where your bag and your coat are and you put on your bag and your coat, you walk out the door after the audition is over, what's the first thing that you're saying to yourself? Usually it's you're asking yourself, well, how did I do? And then your inner voice is what's responding to that question, which is, God, I blew it, or I didn't feel that great, or man, I hadn't felt that good in a long time, or God, they were just such creepy people in the room. Or conversely, they were so nice, it was kind of like unbelievable. That's your inner voice talking. That's the inner dialogue that you have. And why is it important to pay attention to that inner voice? Because if you are very conscious of what that inner voice is saying to you, you need to know that is something you have control over. It is not something that is just there and present. It is something that you can fix. You can correct. You can tell yourself more positive things. You can give yourself an opportunity to balance out the equation. So instead of saying, boy, that audition was really awful and I blew it and I shouldn't have made so many mistakes, you're saying, you know what? I was a little more nervous. You know what? It's okay to make mistakes. I mean, that's just human nature. Maybe they didn't kind of notice the mistakes the same way that I noticed them. So you see, you can change that inner voice to be more balanced and not quite as negative, because most of the time, in my opinion, we're beating the hell out of ourselves. So when you really analyze that inner voice, you're well on your way to finding out more about who you are. Moving on, another thing that I think is really important for actors to embrace is to ask the tough questions about you, about your work. Some of these questions will be asked and answered when you do your personal inventory. That's a really useful and important first step, is make sure you do that personal inventory. The next thing, asking the tough questions, meaning the issues you have in your own personal life. What problems are you experiencing? What are the challenges of those problems? What flaws do you see yourself having that's keeping you back? The flaws can be anything from, I just get too nervous at auditions, to, I'm drinking too much. I'm maybe doing more drugs than I should be doing. I'm not as focused as I wish I were. These are issues that maybe should be taken a look at. And then asking for help. This is a tough one. I can speak from personal experience because in my late 20s and early 30s, I had a complete love affair with alcohol, and I was abusive of alcohol. I actually and honestly felt that I was creative because I was able to be loose with myself and with my drinking. I hope that kind of makes sense the way I said that. And it really took me a long time to ask for help. And I can tell you that it was a really challenging time for me, both personally and professionally, but I never believed that my alcohol consumption was in direct relation to my career. And you know what? It absolutely was. And so for me, I had to do extraordinary measures to get myself back on track. Now, I'm not mentioning this to sort of ask for a pat on the back or ask for any kind of sympathy or anything like that. I really, my intention of sharing this with you is not that. It's much more important to share with you that there are solutions to these issues, that turning your thinking around really does mean that you might need to ask for help. And I'm here to tell you there's nothing wrong with that. And if you feel that there are issues that you have no control over, you should definitely consider asking someone you trust, someone you care about, or someone that's not going to be judgmental to help you. I'm happy to say that I'm over 32 or 33 years sober now and have been leading my best life ever since I put down alcohol. That was my choice. And I do it one day at a time through a 12-step program. And I'm so grateful that that has made such a significant impact and difference in my life. I always found it kind of ironic that people said, well, you've got to find out who you are first before you can really be a really good actor, that you have to investigate all of those dark areas, but also kind of knowing who you are so that you can identify those unique qualities that make you you. And I'm thinking, well, that's really, really great, but then how do you do that? You know, find out who you are. Well, how do you do that? And that's why I'm trying to throw out some solutions or throw out some concepts for you to think about, to mull over and see if any of these work for you. So the solutions I have really are, one is therapy. Now, you may not agree with this at all. For some of you, there may still be a stigma with therapy. But as a person who's had a lot of therapy over the years, I can tell you that I really believe that every actor should have some experience in the therapeutic process. I think there's a lot of self-discovery. I think the way in which you re-evaluate the way in which you think can be extremely helpful in your creative life as an actor. I mean, I always encourage acting students to, if you're in college or you're in high school, that take as many psychology classes as you can. Find out about how it all works. It's really fascinating, but more importantly, it can have a direct implication on your creative self. The other is talking it out. Finding somebody that you care about, a close friend. I had a previous podcast in talking about somebody that you can rely on as an advocate. Maybe that particular person can be helpful to you. I think that there's something really valuable in the shared common experience that we all have. And without beating ourselves up, we can express ourselves to somebody we trust and care about, and they can do the same to you. It's extremely rewarding. Finally, I will say that another solution would be take some kind of action. To know or experience something that's distressing to you, maybe you're emotionally not feeling as strong as you'd like to. Maybe you suffer with anxiety or depression. I'm going to repeat that I'm not a psychologist here, but I have had experience in these areas firsthand. I will say that the only action should be considered is something that is direct. While we're on the subject of direct address and really taking a look at those issues that you may have, don't let your negative psychology play games with the reality of who you are. Believe me, you can be a happy, healthy, productive human being and still be a brilliant actor. I promise you. A lot of times I see that when there are issues that come up, that we have roadblocks put in our place. Now, they're either put in our place by our own doing, or we decide that there are issues that are keeping us from taking and doing the right thing. And that rationalization is part of the unhealthy process that you might be experiencing. And that's what I call magical thinking. And magical thinking really is having a full and rich fantasy life, which, by the way, is completely healthy and normal. But the magical thinking in that if you do this, then I will get that. That's magical thinking. If I work hard enough, I will get my dreams to come true. That is magical thinking. If I meet the right people, then I will become famous. Again, that's magical thinking. The bottom line is think about being your best self. By being your best self, you will be a better actor. I can promise you. Being creative and understanding your psychology can go hand in hand in having a career and having life choices as well as career choices that can really make a difference in living your best life and being successful in everything you do. I really appreciate you listening. So tell me what you think. Was this helpful to you? Let me know if there are some things that I can address in this subject that can be of further help to you. It's been a pleasure presenting it today. Thank you so very much for listening. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
You've been listening to Casting Actors Cast with host Jeffrey Dreisbach. Find out more at castingactorscast.com and let us know if you would like us to cover topics you're interested in. Thanks for listening. I'm Matthew DeSarno.